You're on the record.
Good afternoon and welcome to Ada's September 19th afternoon board meeting. I'd like to welcome a new board member, Joe Beadle, who's online from Juneau. And he's committed that all of his board meetings will not be in Juneau. Is that correct, Joe?
Yes. Okay. I look forward to being in person at the November meeting. I'll be online for the October meeting.
All right. Great. With that, the meeting is called to order, and I'd like to ask Quinn to do a roll call of board members.
Deputy Commissioner Paradis.
Here.
Mr. Carl.
Here.
Mr. Beadle.
Here.
Ms. Brown.
Here.
Deputy Commissioner Barnhill. Mr. Pruse.
Here.
Quorum.
Thank you. Would you continue with staff and public, please?
Okay. As I point to you, please state your name and organization. We'll start here.
John Springsteen, Ada.
Terry Severson, Ada. Linda Zetia.
Pat Crow.
Elizabeth Muir, Ada.
Mark Gardner, PFM.
Jean Terrio, Ada.
Sunny Morrison, Ecotype.
Jeff Van Juan, Ada.
Alan Weissner, Ada.
Rich Wood, Ada.
Tom Erickson, Ada.
Carrie G. Day, Department of Law.
Mike Hetzke, Ada.
Chris Anderson,
Ada. Brenda
Appleby, Ada. Frank Kempinen, Ada. Do we have any public on the phone? Public on the phone.
Thank you, Chris. Item number four on our agenda is the actual agenda approval. Looking for a motion to accept that.
So moved.
Second. Any comments, completions, additions? No? All right. Hearing no objection, the agenda to approve. I think this is item number five, public comments. There was no one online, but I will open it up to someone, if anybody's online, wish to make a public comment or remind everybody, please limit your comment to 3 minutes and clearly state your name and affiliation if you have one. That being said, is anybody online wishing to make a comment? Anybody online? Anybody in the boardroom? Seeing no one in the boardroom or online, we will close public comments. Brings us to item number six, prior minutes for August 8, 2018.
Approval.
Second. Has everybody had a chance to look at them? Does anybody have any comments or corrections to the minutes? Objections to the minutes? Seeing no objections, the minutes are approved. Brings us to item number seven, new business. Item A, resolution G18-08, rejecting application of the Public Employment Labor Relations Act, the authority, and any subsidiary. John?
Item 7A, resolution number G18-08, regards the authority rejecting application of the Public Employment Relations Act for the authority and any subsidiary. This will allow the authority the freedom to fashion its own employee relations policies and practices. Further, this will allow the same freedom to any wholly or partially owned subsidiary of the authority to fashion its own employee relations policies and practices. Staff recommends adoption of this resolution. Just please note that the Alaska Labor Relations Agency has upheld this opt-out provision for Haines, Wasilla, and North Pole. And a further comment that ADA is in a unique position within the state of Alaska, as ADA does from time to time acquire and invest interests in private corporations.
All right. So how are we operating now, John?
And currently we are operating under our own employee relations policies and practices.
So is this a formalization of your current practices?
Yes. It follows our current practices, and it was discussed that the history of ADA was to act under its own employee relations policies and practices, but revisiting the issue had not formalized that through resolution with the board.
All right.
Mr. Chairman.
Greg?
John, could you just briefly discuss when we acquired interests such as Pentex, I believe we had union activists within that. A how would this affect that path?
Right, and my understanding is that the issue would be resolved at the level that it should be with the partially wholly owned subsidiary rather than through ADA or the state.
So this isn't preclusive to whatever might develop there?
I believe that there's still the ability to work through the NLRB to resolve these kinds of issues.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, John.
Any further questions asked? Could we get a motion put on the floor on the table?
So moved.
Second? Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Corinne, would you pull the board?
Deputy Commissioner Paradis.
Aye.
Mr. Carl.
Yes.
Mr. Beal.
Yes.
Ms. Brown.
Yes.
Deputy Commissioner Barnhill. Mr. Pruse.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Next up is resolution G1809 related to an appointment of Alan C. Weitzner, as an officer of the authority. John?
Resolution G18-09 regarding the appointment of Alan Weitzner as an officer of the authority. Pleased to announce that Mr. Weitzner joined the authority on August 20th as Chief Investment Officer, responsible for providing management oversight and direction to the authority on project development and investment matters. Now, with adoption of this resolution, Mr. Weitzner will also be appointed as Assistant Secretary Treasurer of the authority, performing duties the board may assign to him from time to time or as the Executive Director may delegate to him from time to time. Staff recommends adoption of this resolution. It also fills a gap left upon Mr. Hemsath's retirement.
Thank you, John. I'd like to invite Alan up to the table. This is where the board gets a bite out. Welcome, Alan.
Thank you very much.
So for the board's opportunity to ask Alan about his background or talk with him a little bit, kind of figure out who he is, where he's from. So, Alan, I'll ask you kind of give a quick background on yourself and what brought you to Alaska.
Sure. My background is principally in project finance and on the commercial debt underwriting and also on the investment banking side, having been involved with principally ABN AMRO internationally and doing power project development, but also base infrastructure development. And then working with project sponsors, ABB, principally on the technical side, doing project development. And then also with infrastructure funds that we created within the organization, the former executive vice chairman of ABB and two other heads of the development side, in investing in infrastructure directly. Then moved back to the U.S., created my own group, Stakeholders Infrastructure, which is focused on consulting with parties like ADA, development banks, on how to build capacity, which created my awareness of ADA and the organization, and then ultimately got to know John and several of the board and the discussions, and ultimately is what brought me here.
So, are you married with kids?
Ernie, go ahead.
I'm sorry. So sorry.
On the personal side, married, two kids, two daughters, one just entering into university, and the other one who's a sophomore in high school.
What do they think about coming to Alaska? I assume you moved to Alaska.
Well,
where did you move from?
Moved from Austin, Texas, most recently.
Holy smokes, that's a...
it's a weather change.
And you got your wife and kids to go along with that?
I've got my wife and my youngest daughter. My oldest daughter staying in Austin, where she's going to school.
So but she's the smart one of the group.
Well, she's the one that feels like we're abandoning her. She's the one that wants to come up the most to Alaska, quite honestly. So it's interesting. But my wife and I, we traveled around quite a few places. And as I was telling John, we were ready for a new adventure, and this fit perfectly for what we wanted.
Well, welcome aboard. The proof is in the pudding. We'll expect a lot of you.
Well, I hope so. Thank you.
Thank you, Bernie. Further questions? Mike? Do you have any questions? Or Joe? Valen?
This is Joe Beadle. Thank you for the opportunity to welcome Alan. I did have a chance to meet him years ago. I
I gave input to board members of ADA that they should be working towards attracting people like John and Alan, so the executive director, the CFO now. And so I'm very proud that we have some expanded internal expertise that fits the mission and vision of ADA. So welcome aboard, Alan, and thank you.
Thank you very much.
Elaine?
Welcome to Alaska.
Thank you.
So I'm curious, Alan, how long have you been up here?
Since August 20th, yeah.
All right, so a month.
Yes.
And what do you think?
I love it. That's what I keep saying. People keep asking me if that's real, but I love it. Of course, I've been very fortunate because we've seen, as Sherry has identified for me, some unique weather. Yeah. And I think ultimately you're keeping a secret that it's really this way and it's going to be this way for the rest of the year. So I'm going to hold on.
Well, I guarantee you, if this was because of you, you're going to get promoted.
John, he's getting promoted.
Yeah.
I just hope for us all it's good weather outside. But I'm really looking forward to having that first, as mentioned, the first winter behind me to where I know what it's really like and what I can look forward to and be prepared.
There you go.
But ultimately, so far, I've really enjoyed working with colleagues here. I'm really looking forward to being able to collaborate with all of y'all on economic development for Alaska. We had an opportunity to very recently be at the Southeast Conference to start meeting some people on some of the projects that we're working on, but more importantly, the individuals behind it and the stakeholders there, and it's been a very good process, and I hope to add to that.
Well, anything the board can do to help you, we're here to do that. We're essentially citizens trying to make a difference, and of course, you guys were the rubber meets the road. I will make the observation, not that it has any bearing on anything, but these two gentlemen came from Texas, and that's very interesting that we're draining Texas of their capabilities. But I think it's a good thing. That is an interesting dynamic. Austin and Houston.
Yes,
Dallas is next, right? Well, welcome, Ellen.
Thank you.
And looking forward to working with you.
Me too.
So, if someone would mind putting the G1809 on the table for us. Maybe they don't like Texas. I don't know.
No, I will. Yeah, I mean, all my exes live in Texas.
Yeah. Is there a second?
Second.
Corinne, would you pull the board?
Commissioner Faraday.
Aye.
Mr. Carl.
Yes.
Mr. Beadle.
Yes.
Ms. Brown.
Yes.
Deputy Commissioner Barnhill.
Yes.
Mr. Bruce.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, we're going so fast with this thing, I'm a little worried about the next one, item number C. Which is executive session, Interior Energy Project, IEP. Gene, I thought we were kind of finished with that, but I guess we're not. And then Mustang Operations Center, Mach 1. So I will entertain a motion to go to executive session.
Mr. Chair, before you take that motion, I'd just like to state for the record that, and this is Mike Barnhill, that I will not be participating in the discussion with respect to Mach 1.
Thank you, Mike.
I move that the board enter executive session to discuss confidential and financial information relating to the Interior Energy Project, IEP, and the Mustang Operations Center, Mach 1.
Is there a second?
I second it.
Objection? No objection? Where are we doing executive session?
The Aspen Room.
Hey, you know where that's at. Is there anything we need to bring? Gotcha. Okay.
While the board's in executive session, these phones will be put on mute. For the board members, Sherry has sent you the call-in number, and I will have that line open in about 2-3 minutes.
Mike, we're going to do IEP first for you.
You are back on the record.
Thank you. I'll advise that the board does not take any formal actions on matters discussed while in executive session. So, I understand we have some topic with the Mach 1 Mustang operation, John. Go ahead and bring that up.
Yes, Chair. Two resolutions. One resolution is number G18-11. The other is resolution number G18-12. And I would offer to read resolution number G18-11 into the record first and provide some background and comments.
And this has to do with Mustang Operations Center?
Yes, Chair.
All right.
So the title...
Without objection, we put on the floor for discussion. No objection?
No objection.
Okay, so we'll show, the record will show that Elaine put it on the floor and Bernie seconded it.
And the title of the resolution is Resolution of the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority approving an extension of the maturity date on a debt Mustang Operations Center 1 LLC owes the Alaska Department of Revenue, authorizing the authority to provide a guarantee of the debt, and authorizing the authority to increase the loan to Caracol Petroleum LLC related to the sale of the authority's membership interests in Mustang Operations Center 1 LLC and Mustang Road LLC by an amount not to exceed $10 million, all in support of the Mustang Oil Fields Development Project. Whereas the Board of the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, parentheses the authority, previously approved participating in the Mustang oil field development with Brooks Range Petroleum Corporation, or BRPC, through two development finance projects under AS44.88.172, with one project being the construction of the Mustang Road and Pad through Mustang Road LLC, or Mr. LLC, and the other project being the development of an oil processing facility through Mustang Operations Center 1 LLC, or Mach 1. Whereas in resolution number G18-05, adopted May 31st, 2018, the board approved of a restructuring of the Mustang projects with the authority selling its membership interest in Mr. LLC and Mach 1 to Caracol Petroleum LLC, or Caracol, and the authority providing financing to Caracol for its purchase of the membership interest in Mr. LLC and Mach 1. Whereas consistent with resolution number G18-05, the executive director on behalf of the authority negotiated and executed a membership interest purchase and sale agreement with Caracol and negotiated a loan agreement with Caracol that will be executed at the closing of the transaction when all of the conditions to closing have been satisfied or waived. Whereas one of the conditions to closing the transactions is addressing a pre-existing debt Mach 1 owes to the State of Alaska Department of Revenue, or DOR. Whereas obtaining an extension of the current maturity date for Mach 1's debt to DOR will satisfy a condition to closing the authority's transactions with Caracol. Whereas if the authority provides a guarantee of Mach 1's debt, DOR will extend the maturity date on the Mach 1 debt to the earlier of 1. The date proceeds from bonds issued under Chapter 33 of the 2018 Session Laws of Alaska, or HB 331, are available for payment to Mach 1 to satisfy tax credit certificates issued by the State of Alaska. 2. The date is a decision adverse to the State of Alaska in the HB 331 litigation by a judgment, decree, or order becomes final and not subject to further appeal. Or 3. December 31st, 2020, provided, however, that subsection 2 above will not apply in the event that there is an adverse decision in the HB 331 litigation and the State of Alaska chooses not to appeal the adverse decision. Whereas the board has reviewed a draft of the guarantee agreement that the authority would provide to DOR in order to secure the extension of the maturity date on the Mach 1 debt. Whereas the authority has the statutory authority to provide the guarantee that DOR is requesting as a part of development project financing under AS44.88.172 and AS44.88.900 paren 7. Since the guarantee would be for a development project, the authority no longer intends to own and operate. Whereas the authority can recover from Caracol any amounts it must pay to DOR on the guarantee up to a maximum amount of $10 million by adding the same to the principal of the loan that the authority is providing to Caracol for its purchase of the membership interest in Mr. LLC and Mach 1. Whereas pursuant to AS44.88.173, the staff of the authority has provided the board with a revised finance plan for the Mustang project that now incorporates the guarantee to DOR and the additional loan amount to Caracol to recover a payment made on the guarantee. And whereas providing the guarantee to DOR will allow the authority's transactions with Caracol to close, thereby facilitating the restructuring of the Mustang project and the production of oil from the Mustang oil field, which in turn will promote economic development and increased job opportunities on the North Slope. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority as follows. Section 1, the revised finance plan for the Mustang project as presented to the board is approved. Section 2, the executive director on behalf of the authority as a member of MOF 1 is authorized to approve having MOF 1 extend the maturity date on its pre-existing debt owed to DOR. Section 3, the authority shall provide a guarantee of the MOF 1 debt owed to DOR. The executive director is authorized to sign and deliver on the behalf of the authority the guarantee agreement in the form presented to the board or with such revisions as the executive director determines to be necessary or appropriate. If payment under the finalized guarantee agreement is required, the executive director is further authorized to pay the amount the authority owes to DOR under the finalized guarantee agreement out of the economic development account of the revolving fund. Section 4, the executive director is authorized to execute and deliver any loan documents necessary for the authority to recover from Caracol any payment the authority makes to DOR on the guarantee up to a maximum amount of $10 million. Section 5, the executive director is authorized and directed to sign all other documents and instruments and to take such other actions as may be necessary or convenient in implementing this resolution, dated at Anchorage, Alaska, the 19th day of September 2018.
Questions from the board?
Can I speak to this?
Go ahead.
Well, I think it's a great deal for Caracol, and it's a great deal for Brooks Range, and it's a great deal for... It's an okay deal for the state, but it's not a great deal for the state. I think that we should have invested our money into it, as we have, and be a 51% owner in it. And then I know it would be successful, and I think it would be really good for the state. And I believe that our mission statement allows us to do that. With that all being said, I will vote in favor of it only because there's a well there that proves that there's oil there. So they're going to be able to pay the state back. I just don't believe it's the best deal that the state could have done. With that, I still will vote in favor of it.
Thank you, Bernie. Further comments or questions of John from the board?
Or are you going to put that?
Mr. Chairman, Joe Beadle.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Through the chair, I will include a couple of questions to ask the executive director to summarize. But for the rest of the board and the public, I'd like to give a little background for what I might state herein. I'm a new board member, but I've had a career of more than 40 years in Alaska, and in particular in the banking industry at the executive level. So this knowledge and history of the Brooks Range Petroleum Mustang unit, as Mr. Carl just alluded to, you know, it's frankly kind of exciting. It might be the future of, you know, these smaller developments on the North Slope. So I applaud Ada, you know, for helping this thing stay alive and maybe get to fruition and pay back the loan and help the state. My experience specifically in banking regards to, we'll call them maybe underperforming assets. Whether they be loans or investments, and the efforts that is the responsibility, trust responsibility of ADA, ADA's board, ADA's management on such a project, comes to difficult decisions sometimes. And this concept of reconstituting, a loan, a project, and an ownership, and then going back to a loan, has quite a history, but at every step, it was an appropriate decision at the time. So, what I want John to repeat, and I know a little bit because he shared it with me, but what is the consideration that the Department of Revenue is giving us for this credit enhancement for this this loan? What is the consideration that ADA is getting from what will become the borrower and the future owner? And then this is a large concentration of a single asset for ADA of this type.
And do we have any concerns for the size and where we find ourselves at this point? Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I support where we are with this resolution, knowing some of the answers that the executive director will give. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. John?
Yeah, through the chair, to Mr. Beadle. The consideration that revenue is providing in exchange for the guarantee from ADA takes a couple of forms. It's consent on the restructuring of the deal. In addition, allowing time for the tax credit certificates to pay out. Further, with ADA's guarantee, revenue will adjust the rate on the loan from 7% to roughly 3%. So that is what is on the table from revenue. And then regarding Caracol, in a back-to-back transaction, you know, this borrower in the restructuring, they'll either increase their obligation to ADA by up to $10 million to cover the balance of the Department of Revenue loan under the same terms and conditions of the $64 million ADA Caracol loan, or they'll simply pay ADA to cover any balance remaining. So that's what's on the table from Caracol. Let's see, the terms and conditions of the ADA Caracol loan are it's an 8% interest rate, and at a point in time where there's a reserve-based loan from a third party, then ADA would earn that rate plus 3%. So if Caracol found a reserve-based loan at, call it 7%, then the ADA interest rate would be 10%. In addition to that, the consideration to ADA for the restructuring are that it will have options to purchase stock in Alpha Energy. So it's the right but not the obligation to purchase stock in Alpha at a predetermined price of 20 cents Singapore per share. Now, regarding the size of the investment, it's a general rule of thumb for the authority that of its revolving fund, it would commit as much as $50 million to an individual venture. With these resolutions discussed today, if they are approved, that would put the top side of this investment at about $75 million, so about half past ADA's rule of thumb, but ADA does have the capacity to make the investments, and that is at the discretion of the board.
Thank you, John. Any further questions for John or on the resolution? Hearing none, Corinne, would you poll the board on G18-11?
Deputy Commissioner Paradis.
Aye.
Mr. Carl.
Yes.
Mr. Beadle.
Aye.
Ms. Brown.
Yes.
Deputy Commissioner Barnhill.
Oh, he's recused.
Yep.
Same.
Thank you. Mr. Proust.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Corinne. Next up, John, I guess, is another resolution, G18-12.
Yes, Chair. Oh, I would also offer that there is an accompanying memorandum that will be provided with the prior resolution as well as this resolution.
All right. We have that?
Yes, yes, and we'll have those available. So resolution number G18-12, the title is Resolution of the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority Authorizing Receiving and Retaining Stock Options in Alpha Energy Holdings Limited. Whereas the Board of the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, parentheses the authority, previously approved the authority participating in the Mustang Oilfield Development Brooks Range Petroleum Corporation, or BRPC, through two development finance projects, with one project being the construction of the Mustang Road and Tad through Mustang Road LLC, or Mr. LLC, and the other project being the development of an oil processing facility through Mustang Operations Center 1 LLC, or Mach 1. Whereas in resolution number G18-05, adopted May 31st, 2018, the board authorized the authority to sell its membership interests in Mr. LLC and Mach 1 to Caracol Petroleum LLC, a wholly owned subsidiary of Alpha Energy Holdings Limited, or ALPHA, and to provide financing for the purchase of these membership interests. Whereas the parties developed transaction documents for the sale, the authority's membership interest in Mr. LLC and Mach 1, and the financing of Caracol's purchase of those membership interests, which transaction documents included the authority receiving stock options in Alpha, or the Alpha options, as part of the restructuring package. Whereas Alpha is a Singapore company publicly traded on the Singapore Stock Exchange, whereas the authority wishes to retain the Alpha options as an investment of the revolving fund. And whereas the authority may invest funds of the revolving fund subject to the requirements of AS 37.10.071, including the prudent investor rule, now therefore be it resolved by the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority as follows. Section 1. The board finds that having the authority acquire and hold the Alpha options as an investment of the revolving fund complies with the prudent investor rule. The investment represents only a small portion of the total revolving fund, and it is appropriate for the authority to take a larger amount of greater risk in seeking the greater return the Alpha options may provide. The board also notes that the authority is making a nominal payment to acquire the Alpha options separate from the sale of the Mr. LLC and Mach 1 membership interests, and that the authority will not make any payment to exercise the Alpha options unless it is profitable to do so. Section 2, the executive director is authorized to sign all documents and take all other actions necessary for the authority to acquire the Alpha options. Once acquired, the authority is authorized to retain the Alpha options as an investment of the revolving fund. And there is an accompanying memorandum for the resolution.
Thank you, John. Questions? Well, let's get on the table. So, is there a motion?
So moved. Second.
Thank you. Questions for John on G118-12? Questions? I don't hear any questions, so I'll ask Clinton to pull the board.
Deputy Commissioner Paradis.
Aye.
Mr. Carl.
Yes.
Mr. Beadle.
Aye.
Ms. Brown.
Yes.
Deputy Commissioner Barnhill.
Same.
Mr. Pruse.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Okay, looking at our agenda, that brings us up to item number 8, director comments.
Thanks, Chair. Well, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome Joe Beadle to the ADA board. I had the pleasure of serving with Mr. Beadle on the advisory committee for the Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy for the state of Alaska. I appreciated his insights and direction at the time to that committee, and I look forward to having those benefits to ADA. In particular, I appreciated his ability to focus that committee on the issue of increasing sources of income for the state from commerce and industry, and on fiscal discipline. So welcome, Joe. Other than that, the loan dashboard and reports, development project matrices, and project fact sheet updates are available for your review. Quarterly investment report is available for review in my office. On the continuing education calendar, if board members are interested in attending a course, please contact Sherry Severson. And the next ADA board meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, October 24th at ADA's office in Anchorage.
Is that at 10 a.m. still?
Yes, Chair.
And Joe, you're not going to be here for that one in person. You'll be online.
I'll be in Washington, D.C. I will be online.
All right. Hey, thank you, John. You have any board comments? Bernie?
Well, again, I'd like to welcome Joe to the board. It's I think it's a real breath of fresh air. I think he's got a wealth of knowledge, born and raised here in the state with a wealth of knowledge in both the state and financing in the state, and I'd like to thank the staff for your good work. I'd really like to thank the barrister, Jerry. I've never agreed with a lawyer ever, and I've agreed with him twice today in one day. So I want to say thank you, Jerry.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you, Bernie. Brad, you have any comments?
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like, as you know, since you've all tolerated me these past 3-4 years, I'd like to dive into the dashboard, and with our new member on the phone, on page 5, the table that's got the diversity of combined capacity projects and loans, I just note our concentration in oil and gas is about 14.1% combined, and a little less than in mining. So I think we're properly diversified. And then in the further table on delinquencies, which doesn't have a page number, but it's about 10 pages in, we've got a slight uptick from 0% the last 2 years to 0.39. It's it's well within the range of the last 15 years. It's well below the peak seen at the turn of the century, and just is worth observing as we move along through our duties. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. We'll keep eye on that, John. You have any cause for the million six? Is it one? Is it a combination?
It's a single issue, and we're working through.
All right, sure.
Okay. I'm happy to provide additional disclosure.
No.
As long as it's being handled. All right. Lane, do you have anything?
I'd just like to welcome Joe Beadle to the board and to thank staff for their hard work.
Mike, you have any comments?
Nope.
Joe?
Quickly, thank you, Mr. Chairman. It is an honor to receive an appointment, and I have respected ADA and AEA for many years, and it is a privilege to be engaged with such a board and such a professional and qualified staff management. And our business is not easy, and there will be people that question decisions, but my observation of ADA and in particular recent years has been the due diligence and the fiduciary and the process that both management and staff have gone through really are very deliberative, very transparent, and independent of politics, if you would. And I'm just honored to be on this board and look forward to further engagement. Thank you for helping this neophyte learn details. I like, as was mentioned, these dashboard reports, they go a long way to inform board members of so much that goes on and what the portfolio is that we just don't have time for, because our role is policy, but at the same time we can see details from management reports. And thank you also for the offline communications and whatnot that you help new members with. So thank you, Mr. Chairman. Honored to be here.
Thank you, Joe, and welcome. And welcome, Alan, also to staff. I'd like to thank the staff for the effort on some of these issues titles today. Appreciate that, John, and everybody else. Again, I'd like to, as I did in the AEA meeting, I'd like to recognize former Vice Chair Russell Dick, who is no longer on the board and has moved on to take care of higher priorities. In his case, it was his decision. We will miss him, and I'd also like to say thanks to him for his efforts, and also a longtime board member, Gary Wilkin, who had the opportunity to get on the IGU board, where his passion is all about Fairbanks and the family on Badger Road, which we all heard about many times over. And so I'd like to get that on the record also, thanking Gary, which we did a little bit in Fairbanks, but I want to take the opportunity to do it here in Anchorage. With that, that moves to the last item on our agenda, item 10, which is I will entertain a motion for adjournment.
Make the motion to adjourn.
Second.
Hearing no objection, we are adjourned. And thank you to everybody. Thanks, board members.